this was the royalist effort coming to make good ground, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? The last two I saw was one right when you come down that long hill. You know that arroyo that comes down?
Yeah.
Way back around the curve there. Oh, there's a space in there no bigger than the room, I guess. Or maybe a little longer. Nice ground there. And the old man Nasari, he used to herd his cattle in that direction, see. And he used to plant the watermelons up in there, and pumpkins and beans and corn here and there for his own use of roasting years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Boy, he used to be very proud of that place. Yeah.
That's almost the same deal. The same ideas that the Hopis do with their sand.
Yeah.
It's essentially the same thing.
Yeah.
Does the war chief do as far as allotting who uses what water, or is it already? How do you go about assigning water is what I want to know. And is the war chief in charge?
I don't think there's no special rule about assigning water unless it gets so low, see?
Mm-hmm.
In the old days, of course, it would be the ditch rider, see?
Mm-hmm.
It would be the ditch rider that would do, that's his job, see. And the way they work it is, I know I was a lieutenant ditch rider one time. It happened to the rear ground got awful low. And oh boy, we used to do a lot of brush work up at the head. Our heading used to be right across from San Felipe.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, right in front there. That's where he touched the tip in the south side of the village. And if it's that way, then we start from the north end. Three days a week from the north end of the El Ranchita, the farm, see.
Mm-hmm.
Irrigate down to the upper Ranchito, you know, there's a road coming from the highway back to the village there, side road. And then the other 3 days goes from there to the rest of the south, see, west of the canal, before the canal was there, see. Yeah. But if there's plenty, we don't assign nobody, because always plenty of water there, see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unless if where a land, just like where I live now, see, that's higher than the below ground, see. You know, you notice that Indian ditch that comes by there?
Yeah.
Right, you know where that trailer house is sitting right before you cross the ditch there?
Yeah.
My brother's boy. From there, there used to be a farm way up, almost to the two houses over there in the south side. That had to be, there you had to cut the ditch off completely and raise the water to irrigate those places, because that's a really good land in there. And these people ask, at certain day they want to use it, see. And then we sent the officers from house to house telling them from there north, nobody touched the water until these people are through.
Mm-hmm.
They want to hold that water for irrigating that upper field.
Mm-hmm.
And then either me or the first head a ditch rat would be there. Or come by there once in a while to see how they get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what they would probably do is take the furthest away from the head of the ditch.
Now, they start, then they put that water, when the water rises and it starts to flow in that ditch, they send it way to the south end, work it back this way, see?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And they finish it one day. When it starts to fill up, of course the ditch is wide, it holds lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
And they irrigate both sides, there, that ditch runs middle of that area in there, see? And they will allow them to work from both to both sides, see? And it's enough for two men to irrigate at the same time, yeah? That's how they're able to finish there. And then whatever water goes by, of course, then from there the south can have it, see?
Yeah.
From there down there, yeah. It works, and the people really live up to those things.
Yeah. They've never had any problem with people using too much water.
Yeah.
I've heard that you've had trouble with the San Felipes.
We did have, with only one man alone. He has a field right. See, here comes our ditch down this way. And then has a sort of a turn in there like that. Where he has a field right at this area here. And he complains that because used to be a, I don't know, they had a break one time when the real heavy flood, you know, and it took about a week before it subsided, you see. And it made a channel down back towards the river that way. The channel is about that wide.
Mm-hmm.
And they never rebuild it up with sod, see. So they all they do is to get brush and dam it up, you know. And brush and rocks, they dam that place up.
Mm-hmm.
And he claims that every time we do that, and then when we, in spring when the high water comes and it rises, well, he said we flooded his field there, see.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he goes and chops the poles where it'll break, see.
Yeah.
But they never done nothing. They took his complaint, but they never do anything about it. I guess they think that that's just what really happens. But when I became a lieutenant, I didn't believe it. I think it was just a pure displeasure, that's about all.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like it, you know. I went up there one time, two times, I think, when we had high water. He never touched his field, because up above, it's got plenty of leakage, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then I reported to my first ditch rider. He's sort of afraid to say anything. Then we had a meeting over it. And I told him what I saw. And it was, and I told him that I think it's just a pure dislike of the way he did it there. I says, he should let us know first when it's coming up close.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be the ones to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't have to chop those timber like that, I says. We can make openings easy enough, and just enough so it'll bring the water level down. It won't hurt his place.
Mm-hmm.
If it's so, if it's that way, I said. But the way he's doing is, he's making us work more, see.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's cut those poles in different places and the whole work goes. I said, so we have to do it all over. I don't like it myself. Yeah. So, We went to the governor, that man, I don't know what his name was, no fella, hard of hearing. But I was able to, we were able to put our ideas to him. And right there he got his officers together. And he went and got this man. He happened to be at the village. And, why you should boil him out. Yeah, he never done that anymore.
Yeah.
Now we don't have our own headings. He comes way from Coach T through the Conservancy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Now we have to do something again.
What do you mean?
You give us more water.
Does it?
No, we never short. I mean, we never get short of. We get plenty.
Good.
It's the what we're worried about now is the sand that they scoop out of the canal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that canal carries lots of sand. Lots of dead sand. Now it's bringing it south. People are complaining. They're getting into their fields.
Have you ever had any trouble with the San Felipes on account of land and disputes over who owns what lands right there where they come together?
I don't think they ever did have too much trouble. I think it was settled a long time ago by verbal.
Mm-hmm.
And they never had it to be written down, see.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my people claim during the whatever land claims, and we're working on that.
Yeah. Well, Leslie White says back in 1930-something that there was some sort of little disagreement over a real small little piece of land that some fellows from San Felipe thought it was theirs. Do you know that, about that story?
I don't know where, unless if I... I guess the Santanas or what?
Yeah.
I wonder where that would be.
I can look it up. If I can find my book, that is. Now the officials that helped the war chief,
uh-huh.
How are they chosen?
By the by the people.
The war chief himself doesn't.
No. I think we more or less. I picked the officers for the governor first, see.
Yeah.
Guys that are really good and can handle the law and order, see. And then from there we pick the war chief, his aides, of course, of knowledge of the ceremony and things like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course the rest of it is fiscalis. Now we are doing it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So as to not pile too much burden on the top man, because not having the right kind of people to... It's always a problem when you haven't got the right kind of people backing you up.
For you back.
Yeah. I think it, in the government files it's still a disputed land. See, because the San Felipe